Hello.
Hello. I am from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion survey on local issues and would like to include your opinion. Are you registered to vote in Maryland?
Yes.
And thank you for taking my call. Scientists say climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use. Flooding, storms, and wildfires are more severe and in Maryland. Heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. How concerned are you personally about climate change? Well, very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not concerned at all?
Unsure. I need to do my own research.
Okay. A recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland?
Well, I can't say for sure, Maryland. I haven't, I'll have to say no comment, I'm sure.
Okay. Some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Would you support or oppose this bill?
I'd probably support it, but I'd need to take a look at it.
Strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Somewhat.
A recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings, such as furnaces and water heaters, cost 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Amori is considering creating an air quality standard that would reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Would you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard?
I could support it.
Now, I'm going to read you a list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impact of climate change. After each, please tell me whether you support or oppose it. Here's the first one. Installing air conditioning in buildings that need it. Do you support it or oppose it?
Support it.
Strongly support it or somewhat support it?
I strongly support it.
Okay. The other one says, buildings infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rain storms. Do you support or oppose?
I support it.
Protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise. Support or oppose?
I support it.
Providing immediate relief after a natural disaster. Support or oppose?
Support.
Expanding quality healthcare.
Support.
Improving electrical grid rehabilitation.
No support.
Increasing access to public transportation.
Support.
Strongly support or somewhat support? Now, how convincing do you find the following statement from making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impact of climate change? Just let me know if it's very convincing to you, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not convincing at all. Here's the first one. The community who have contribute the last to the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to reduce after a disaster and are being hit first and worst by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investments in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Do you find this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not convincing at all?
I'll say somewhat.
The other one says big oil and gas companies knew about the climate change crisis since the 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate change crisis to worsen. Now, it is only fair that these same companies help pay to protect Maryland from climate change. Do you find this very convincing, somewhat not too convincing, or not convincing at all?
Not convincing at all. You need more examples of what they did.
Oh, this one here says climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid rehabilitation, resilience hubs, and more to protect for more extreme weather events. Do you find this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat
convincing. Okay. And thank you again for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensure the big oil companies and gas companies pay a share of the cost, would this enhance your opinion of the lawmaker, diminish your opinion of the lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
I suppose it would enhance it.
And if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, would this enhance your opinion of the lawmaker or diminish your opinion of the lawmaker? Or no impact?
Not much of an impact.
And if a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building to in the state to be fully electric and free on-site fossil fuel use, would this enhance your opinion, diminish, or no impact?
Would you repeat that?
Yes. Would this enhance your opinion, diminish your opinion, or have no impact on your opinion?
No, to go to the question.
No. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, would this enhance your opinion, diminish your opinion, or have no impact on your opinion?
That wouldn't have any impact.
And would you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's road bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impact of climate change?
Yes.
And to ensure that big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost if those costs are passed on to consumers. Do you strongly support this, somewhat support it, somewhat oppose it, or strongly oppose it?
Say that one more time.
Sure. Would you support or oppose a bill that makes Marylanders' roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensure that the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, even if those costs are passed on to consumers. Do you strongly support it, somewhat support it, somewhat oppose it, or strongly oppose it?
Somewhat oppose it. If it's being passed on to us as a consumer, why bother doing it?
If the 2024 elections were held today, for whom would you vote for? For president, if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
Maybe Kennedy.
Now, the last few questions are for statistic purposes only and will assist you and us greatly in analyzing the response. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18, 34, 35, 49, 50, 64, 65 and older?
So, say that one more time.
Are you between 18, 34, 35, 49, 50, 64, or 65 and older?
18, 34.
And which party are you registered to vote?
Independent.
And what is your race?
Black. Or African-American, however they put it on.
Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you for your participation. Enjoy your night. Thank you very much.
Take it easy.